Are you ready for the 900th occasion?
Yes!
Welcome to Just a Minute. Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my pleasure to welcome our many listeners in this country and around the world, and also to welcome to the program four exciting personalities who are going to play this game. And they are seated on my right, Paul Merton and Sheila Hancock, and seated on my left, Holly Walsh and Russell Kane. Please welcome all four of them. And as usual, I am going to ask them to speak on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Beside me is Trudy Stevens, who's going to help me keep the score. She'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. Paul, will you begin this particular show? Oh, a lovely subject. Yes! Subject is 900 jams. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
JAM is an acronym for Just a Minute, and Nicholas has now hosted 900 consecutive shows of this remarkable programme, which must be a huge feat in the annals of broadcasting history. Since he started, we've had 8 prime ministers, a change of currency, putting a man on the moon. If we think about those PMs, Harold Wilson, Ted Heath, Margaret Thatcher, James Callaghan, John Major, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, David Cameron, and many more to come, I'm sure, in the future. When Nicholas was first offered the job, we'd barely learned to speak as a species. So, just a minute.
Sheila Hancock, challenge.
I think you've said Nicholas twice.
I think I have, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I agree with the audience. You can't say that too often, can you?
Well, we've had it 900 times. There's no end of it.
Sheila, yes, a correct challenge of repetition. There are 23 seconds still available. You get a point, of course, for a correct challenge, and you take over the subject of 900 jams starting now.
Well, there probably are 900 jams. There's blackcurrant, blackberry and apple, strawberry, raspberry jams, and also there are many traffic jams all over the country. I'm pretty sure you will find traffic...
Paul, you challenge first.
Repetition of traffic.
Yes, there was too much traffic there. So, Paul, you got back in with the subject, and there are 6 seconds available starting now.
When we think back to that very first episode of this remarkable institution, one can...
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. And, of course, it was Paul Merton, and he's got 2 points at the end of the round. Sheila's got one. The others have yet to score. They've yet to speak. Anyway, Holly, we've got a subject here. Is what I did on my holidays. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
What I did on my holidays couldn't be a more appropriate conversation for me right now, as only yesterday I returned from the beautiful county of Devon, where I visited the small town of Paignton. If you haven't been there, please don't. It is probably one of the biggest dumps I have ever been to in my life. I have to say that the seaside is not one of my favourite places, but sitting on that beach, looking out over the water, my husband pointed out a jellyfish, which was, of course, a condom. And I found myself looking disgustedly at a prophylactic, wishing that it was indeed wildlife. On the beach, but...
Russell... You did so much on your holiday, but gosh, you're going to get some letters from Paignton. Yes. Russell, you challenge.
Yeah, it was on the behalf of the Devonshire Tourist Board. repetition of beach.
That's right, beach. She did repeat that. She did. There are 22 seconds still available.
I've got enemies in the audience. The snipers.
Russell, 22 seconds available. You've got a point, of course, for a correct challenge. What I did on my holidays, starting now.
What I did on my holidays is what most Brits do on their holidays, which is...
Holly, challenge.
Can you say holidays twice?
Yeah, but it's on the card, darling.
Ooh, that's going to sting.
I know you won't... You've only guessed it a couple of times before.
I know, I should have learned that, because I have heard holidays, this show about holidays, 60 minutes.
Holidays.
Sorry.
So, Russell, 18 seconds still available. What I did on my holidays, starting now.
The constant battle on holidays is to avoid making holidays friends. People that you speak to once in the pool and then latch onto you for the entire trip. Oh, look, it's Mark and Carol from yesterday. Ooh, go away. Hi, guys.
Paul Challenge.
A repetition of ooh.
Yes. Russell, you just actually did say ooh, ooh.
The spellings were different in my head.
Well, in your head, you're doing very well.
Thank you.
Who said that? I did.
Right. Now, Paul, I give you the benefit of the doubt, and you got a point for a correct challenge. You have 4 seconds. What I did on my holidays, starting now.
As I crawled across the Sahara Desert looking for an oasis, I cursed the travel.
So, Paul Mutton, speaking as the whistle weighing gain, that extra point has increased his lead at the end of the round. Russell Kane, we'd like you to begin the next round, and the subject now is horoscopes. Tell us something about that subject which some people are fascinated by and others couldn't care less. I don't know where you stand, but talk if you can. 60 seconds are available starting now.
I unfortunately couldn't care less about horoscopes. I find it impossible to believe that we can be divided up into 12 separate sections, all of us having the same traits. That was until I read the characteristics of Leo, which is someone who shows off, needs attention, and when hurt, skulks in private. It was quite worrying to read about that, because I am that leonine star sign.
Oh, no.
Sheila Chan. Okay.
Come into my trap.
However.
Yeah, well, we let the eyes go, Sheila, yeah. But 39 seconds are still available. Incorrect challenge. Another point to you, Russell. Horoscopes starting now.
My ex-girlfriend was a Gemini, which I believe is twins. Two women in one head, which was about right, because very often I never knew which person was going to greet me at the door when I walked in.
Holly challenge.
I just don't believe you ever had a girlfriend.
No.
So what is your challenge when the rules are just a minute?
Oh, I'm lonely.
Deviation. I'm not sure.
Why? Well, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, thanks.
Then. All right.
Then. I'm fairly sure you've had a lot of girlfriends with that behaviour, Nicholas. But
oh,
anyway.
I've had many, many girlfriends, yes.
I can't believe I've been emotionally crushed and Holly got the benefit of the doubt. It's unbelievable.
You'll get one. I always try and redress the balance if I get an opportunity later on. I'm very fair. At least I think I am. And that man thinks so as well, right? Holly, you've got a correct challenge, a point for that. 27 seconds available. Horoscopes starting now.
Sometimes when I am incredibly bored sitting in a waiting room, I might flick through newspapers, and at the back you'll often find the columns devoted to horoscopes. Here people will tell you exactly what your characteristics should be doing. Sometimes I find it difficult to marry my own lifestyle with what I'm being instructed to do in the horoscopes. For example, people will say, oh, I said people.
I know.
I'm too good at this. I should have buzzed myself and then kept the point and got an incorrect point for buzzing myself and because I said people twice.
Yes, Sheila, you did challenge that.
No, well, you did repeat yourself.
Yeah, you did repeat yourself. And Sheila, you got in with 3 seconds to go.
Oh.
Those are the rules of the game, audience. And horoscopes is with you, Sheila, now. 3 seconds, starting now.
I once sat next to Russell Grant, and he said, what star sign?
So at the end of that round, Sheila Hancock was speaking as a whistle win, gained an extra point. She's equal with Russell Kane in second place, 1 point behind our leader, who's Paul Merton, and then Holly brings up the rear. And Sheila, we'd like you to begin the next round, and the subject is how to disguise boredom.
Oh, gosh.
Write it down. How to disguise boredom, starting now.
Well, Nick is a past master at this. Having done this show 900 times, he must be bored out of his mind. But still he says, here we are, broadcasting to all the world. For most exciting, witty, fabulous people. He doesn't really mean that.
No, he's up.
He is thinking, oh, for God's sake, let's get to the end of the programme and have a drink. Does it beautifully, and no one would ever know that he was disguising boredom for hours on end, years, 900 times, which I've said already.
Russell, you challenge him. Before you say anything, let me hotly deny that. This is my favourite job. And you are my favourite audience. And the listeners are my favourite public. And Sheila Hancock, you're not my favourite at the moment. So who challenged? It was you, wasn't it, Russell?
Yes, there's a repetition of 900.
That's
yes,
right,
900, yes.
We can't repeat it too often, I suppose. Anyway, what, there are 13 seconds still available, Russell. How to disguise boredom, starting now.
I find the best way to disguise boredom is something me and my brother developed many years ago, which is to paint another set of eyes on your eyelids. Then, when the person is boring you, you can simply close your ocular...
Well, Russell Kane was then speaking as a whistle when, gained that extra point. He's now equal with Holly Walsh in second place. And they are 1 point behind our leaders, Paul Merton and Sheila Hancock. Oh, Paul, we're back with you. Oh, interesting subject. On my bucket list. It's not a very funny subject, but it made some people laugh. But would you talk on it if you can, Paul, starting now?
On my bucket list, I believe it refers to things you need to do before you kick the bucket. And so I've decided I would like to float around the earth inside some kind of hermetically sealed capsule with my own supply of air, looking down at the floating blue globe that we call home, picking out the various landscapes, the shape of continents, seeing how they once were part of some huge landmass that was split down through the years. Although I am afraid of heights, I believe being at such a great height would render my...
Oh, Sheila challenge.
Yes, heights and height. Fancy that happening.
So an incorrect challenger, Paul, a point to you. 30 seconds available on my bucket list starting now.
I've never been able to work out the difference between singular and plural. As I looked at the planet floating ahead of me, I wondered whether a twin existed in another dimension. If I had a bucket list, I would say, I...
Holly challenged.
Is that repetition in another dimension?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, it's just that you...
In another dimension,
you've actually said that...
Anything's possible.
So what's the challenge in the rules of Just
well,
a Minute?
Well, I mean, within the rules of Just a Minute, I don't know how the time-space continuum exists, but I'm just saying if he's talking about a twin in another dimension, then that's definitely repetition.
I think it is.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt whether it is or not.
And there's quite a lot of that at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. 17 seconds, Holly, on my bucket list starting now.
On my bucket list, I have a...
Russell, challenge.
I believe there was a hesitation there.
There was a definite hesitation. So, Russell, you've got him 13 seconds to go on my bucket list, starting now.
My bucket list is not going to have too much stuff in it because I'm lucky to have done so many things that I wanted to do. So I might get a spade list where I remove some of the stuff I did and get my memory wipes, namely the lads' holidays I was forced to go on.
Russell Kane was speaking as a whistle away and gained that extra point. And now it's an interesting situation. Russell Kane, Sheila Hancock and Paul Merton are all equal in the lead, just ahead of Holly Walsh. Holly, it's your turn to begin. And the subject I have in front of me is, if I had a superpower, if I had a superpower, 60 seconds starting now.
I actually do have a superpower, which is a scar on my left jaw. When I... Who has a left jaw?
Don't stop in the middle of talking to examine what you've just said. It doesn't work in just a minute. Russell, you challenge first.
Well, it's a repetition of left jaw.
And also hesitation, right. There are still 53 seconds available. If I had a superpower, is the subject starting now.
The obvious superpower I would wish for would be to speak for a minute without hesitation, deviation or pausing. However, I don't possess that, so I'm going to go for the one that Nick Clegg has, which is invisibility. I would love to go around just watching what's happening around me, sneaking into different places, observing what's been said about me after I left by the many girls I've been hanging out with. The superpower of reading people...
Paul Sanders.
Haven't we established you haven't got a girlfriend? there was some informal talk about making it the subject of the Radio 4 appeal, I believe. Is that right?
So what is your challenge?
There's deviation. He hasn't got a girlfriend.
No. I said I was hanging around with girls.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah, he was hanging around with girls, right, but he wasn't actually... I don't think he established whether he had or hadn't got a girlfriend.
No,
but
sure.
I said I'd give you the benefit of the doubt, which you haven't had yet. You've got it now.
Yes.
Right. And you've got 31 seconds on If I Had a Superpower, starting now.
I'd also like to be able to change into an animal of any type, to become a pug and experience what it's like to run across the park, but incomplete that jog due to a brachiophallic, I wanted to say. And that was
hesitation.
The problem.
Yes, a collapse. And the
but you can slow down.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
It was the thought of all those ladies I'm coursing with testosterone.
Yeah. Well, save it up. You might need it all one day.
Oh, right. Well, Paul, well challenged. You have a point for that. You have 22 seconds on If I Had a Superpower, starting now.
If I had a superpower, I would return to the birth of Nicholas Parsons. The decades would be washed away as I would glare down at this beautiful baby nestling in a crib as three wise men from the Orient have come towards him. We have Radio 4 proposals for you, they said. We have... Oh,
Oh, well. It was so witty and clever. I think you deserve a bonus point for that anyway. But Sheila, you challenge first. What is your challenge?
Oh, hesitation.
Yes. And you know, once again, you've got in with 2 seconds to go.
Oh, wow.
That's the game.
But still, Paul got his bonus point. You have a point, Sheila. 2 seconds. If I had a superpower, starting now.
If I had a superpower,
It's still neck and neck. Sheila Hancock, Russell Cain and Paul Merton are still equal in the lead. And, Sheila, it's your turn to begin. Ooh, chicklet. Tell us something about that strange subject in this game. 60 seconds are starting now.
Chicklet is short for chick literature, and it is a rather disparaging name that is given to books written by women, usually on feminine subjects. Why is it that people are so snooty about that sort of tale? Whereas if a man writes a book about wars and government, it's considered a classic. A very good chick lit is Helen Fielding's whatever it was.
Russell, you challenge first.
I think there was a hesitation there.
Yeah, we call that a hesitation. Run out of steam completely. Russell, you've gone in with 29 seconds to go, and the subject is chicklet, starting now.
It is odd that chicklet as a label has evolved, and it doesn't have very nice connotations. I think there should be some more lad-lit, just to balance it out. We could have Pride and Prejudice written out so that it benefited that particular...
Sheila, challenge.
Was that a hesitation?
No.
Oh, I couldn't hear properly.
I know.
He just seemed to be going like
Sorry.
That.
He's the other side of the stage from you,
right.
And but
yeah,
he did
keep
going,
deaf.
My darling.
Just about. I was building up to it. It was like a psychic buzz there.
I felt it from where I was sitting.
What about the audience? Do you get the psychic buzz?
Yes!
It's even out of the 805 to Charing Cross. We can hear it. It's going
Russell, you have 17 seconds still available. Chicklet, starting now.
I'd like to hear a Jane Austen novel recast in that fashion. Maybe Mr. Darcy walking in and going, "Bosh, there's a Sambuca, Elizabeth. Pour that over my face and light it. Wallop." And then he takes...
Paul, challenge. Paul, you challenge.
Well... Where to begin? Well, we have moved off chicklet onto what he would like chicklet to be, which is sort of boilit. So it's deviation from the subject.
I was satirising chicklet.
No, satirising chicklet.
I think he was satirising it, as he said.
No, boilit. Boilit.
He's talking about boilit.
Boilit.
Yes.
Ah, yes. Well, that's different from chicklet, isn't it?
It certainly is.
It's like being back at the Hay Festival.
I know. And, Paul, yes, benefit of the doubt now, so we've all had one. And there are only 7 seconds available. Chicklet, starting now.
Well, it's a rural fairground practice. You get a hold of the chick, you pour a lighter fuel all over its top, you set fire to the poor devil, it runs around, you go, look, there's...
So, Paul Mutton, speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. And he's now taken the lead again, just 2 ahead of Russell Cain and Sheila Hancock. They're equal in second place, and then Holly Walsh. Paul, it's your turn to begin, and the subject we've got now is waiting for a delivery. I suppose you can take that in any way you like. And some of the audience have got my interpretation. You have 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
There's a man, his wife goes into hospital and he's waiting outside wondering what's happening. So he phones up at the maternity place and he says, how many babies so far? He says, 3, but there's more to come. He goes down the pub, gets a little bit drunk. Instead of telephoning the previous establishment, by mistake, he's in communication with the local cricket ground. He says, how many so far? He said, all 10 are out and the last 2 were ducks. Yeah. One thing to remember about this is that how difficult a time of year it can be where an expectant father and a new mother are together bonding over the new.
Sheila, you've challenged.
New.
New, yeah. 26 seconds for you, Sheila, on waiting for a delivery starting now.
No, it's a head of rage. There is nothing worse than waiting for a delivery. Why is it in this country? If something is going to be delivered, they say sometime during the day, or, if you're very lucky, the morning or afternoon. This happened to me with a new oven, and I said I happened to have a matinee on that afternoon.
Did you make your matinee?
No, but I said to the man, he said, well, you should cancel it. And I said, all right, well, you come and tell 800 people Sheila Hancock's not appearing because she's got a cooker coming.
So, Sheila Hancock, speaking as a whistle away and gain that extra point. She's now equal to lead again with Paul Merton, then Russell Kane, then Holly Walsh. And Holly, it's back with you to begin. Ooh, my 5 a day. Will you tell us something about my 5 a day in this show, starting now?
I believe 5 a day was a government directive in which they stated we should all be eating 5 fruit or vegetable per day. I myself eat my 5 a day. I have had carrots, peas, parsnips, cauliflower and broccoli, and that was just for breakfast. Tomorrow I shall be...
Russell Challenge.
Parsnip is a starchy carb and doesn't qualify. Would not be advisable to eat 5 parsnips a day.
Well, she can still do it.
It's not on the list.
She can still eat all that and talk about it in just a minute without hesitating, deviating or repeating anything. So
I think she
has the benefit of the doubt here. And
see you at the end of the parsnip diet, then. Let's see who's laughing then.
And there's still 40 seconds for you, Holly, on my 5 a day starting now.
Other items that count as your 5 a day, which may or may not be a green thing that grows in the earth or a starchy product of the ground, include...
Why did you clap her when she paused?
It was a lovely pause.
It was just the thought of carbs, you know.
Paul, you challenge first.
It was hesitation.
It was hesitation. 28 seconds is available, Paul. My 5 a day starting now.
Of course, it's very important to consume 5 pieces of fruit or vegetable a day, and not always easy for many of us on a very strict diet when we are, perhaps, haven't got as much money as we used to during this financial crisis as little about at the moment. I actually like the kumquat. There's a magnificent fruit that you don't often see in the shops today, but think of blackberries, apples, bananas, oranges, tangerines, but then who can forget the magnificent nectarine? I once married one in a bizarre ceremony in Mexico.
Paul, you were speaking as a whistle when you gained that all-important extra point. You're one ahead of Sheila Hancock, a few more ahead of Russell Kane and Holly Walsh in that order, and we're moving into the final round. Oh, you lovely audience, right. It's Russell's turn to begin. Oh, how I recharge my batteries. Well, I think we've had some demonstrations between you. Will you talk about the subject, Russell? 60 seconds, starting now.
How I recharge my batteries, apart from a diet which consists purely of parsnips rich in energy. I sometimes head to a spa to go for a massage treatment, and recently I had something called a paraffin wrap. I don't know if anyone has experienced this waxy treatment, but it's absolutely amazing. They dip you in this stuff from toe to head, and as it cools down, a chrysalis forms around your whole body, and you're left sweating in this room on your own with a fan pining on your face. Anyway...
What was that word?
Holly Challenge.
Yeah. You said fan and then you had a new word
yes.
and on your face. What was that word in between?
It's a French term. Fining.
So what's your challenge, Holly?
I don't think that was a word.
Which one?
Fining.
No, no.
Or right. If fining is a word, it's, yeah. I don't know if a fan does it.
Right. Deviation from English as we understand
yes.
it. Right. Holly, 33 seconds are available. How I recharge my batteries, starting now.
How I recharge my batteries is something I've often considered when at festivals. If anyone here has ever been to Glastonbury or Latitude or any of the major events in a field, you'll find by the third day, people start having major breakdowns. First, you would assume because it was the drugs, but actually, it's as they have not been on Twitter for 4 or 5 days and are unable to make sarcastic comments about the acts on stage. Thus sending them into a turmoil that is effectively a major meltdown. Their brains start to explode. They then queue for 4 or 5 hours.
So Holly Walsh brought the round and the show to an end with great style and panache, and she's finished up in a very strong fourth place. Just ahead of her in third place would be Russell Kane. But he was only 2 points behind Sheila Hancock, and Sheila was only 2 points behind Paul Merton. So, Paul, we say you are our winner this week. Well, we do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just the Minute. It only remains for me to say thank you to these four fine, exciting, humorous players of the game, Paul Merton, Sheila Hancock, Holly Walsh and Russell Kane. I thank Trudy Stevens, who's helped me with the score. She blew her whistle with great style when the 60 seconds elapsed. We thank our producer, Katie Tyrrell, and we're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. We're grateful to this lovely audience here who've cheered us on our way magnificently. So from the audience and from me, Nicholas Parsons, thank you. Tune in again the same time when we play Just a Minute.